Hey all, it is I, Anthony the Canadian Guy, and welcome to WrestleSode, where we put the creative back in wrestling. WrestleSode is a member of the Win Column Sports Network, so remember to check us out at wincolumnsports.ca to be kept up to date on all things happening in Alberta with the world of wrestling. There really is no better source, so remember to check us out. All the information will be listed in the link below. You can also check me out on social media. I'm on Twitter at WrestleSode or at facebook.com/WrestleSode, or you can check out my website at WrestleSode.com. And if you're enjoying this podcast, don't forget to give us a like and subscribe or a 5-star rating or review if that's what you want to do. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about All Elite Wrestling. So now we've officially had All Elite Wrestling lose 2 weeks in the Wednesday Night War ratings, bringing the combined total of 7-2, which is great. Guys, wrestling is fantastic on Wednesdays, and this is by no means any like, hey, I'm pro AEW or pro NXT. I have none of that. Oh, I'm pro both. You know why? Because they're both awesome. But today I'm going to be doing a little bit of creative booking. I'm going to be flexing those creative muscles of mine. I was trying to crack my fingers. I don't know if you could hear that. Even if you could, I don't know if you'd want to. But anyways, let's talk about the women's division inside of All Elite Wrestling. Now, All Elite Wrestling is a fantastic programming. Their tag team division is really good. They have a really good upper card, like a top of the card. And they even have a great mid card. And you know what? They have a lot of great talent in the women's division. But if I'm being 100% honest, I think the women's division in All Elite Wrestling is probably their weakest division. And that seems to be an echo sentiment, or like a sentiment echoed across a lot of the social media landscapes when they're talking about what's going on with AEW. A lot of people saying that, you know, the women's division just doesn't have enough story, doesn't have enough structure, doesn't have enough talent really to be carrying the card. And I don't necessarily think I agree that the talent isn't there, but I definitely think that the way that they're being used right now, just it's not really doing it enough for the North American audience, it seems. So I'll just be 100% honest. I think Riho is one heck of an amazing wrestler. And you know what? I don't really mind the fact that she doesn't really speak any English. But I do think that because she doesn't speak a lot of English, there's not a lot of promos. And because there's not a lot of promos, it doesn't feel like there's a lot of drama within the, you know, women's division inside of All Elite Wrestling, because she's the top of the card. So you want to be building drama around the champion. But right now, a lot of the drama that's being drawn, right, is by like Awesome Kong with Brandy or other women in the division. It's not really being drawn by Riho. Her feud that she had there with Emi Sakura was really great. And I'm a really big fan of Emi Sakura as a wrestler. And I'm also a big fan of Riho as a wrestler. But I want to talk over a 7-week period, starting with week one, and I've booked it all the way through to week seven. Before there's any pay-per-views, I've kind of restructured a little bit, and I've built up a new star, and I've added a kind of a little new dimension to the main roster, or to the top of the card for the women's division. Give it a little bit more, so it's not just Riho, and it's not just, you know, whoever the opponent is for Riho at that very moment, because that's kind of how it's feeling right now. And if I'm being 100% honest, on the same token, I didn't do this with Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. I actually don't think that... Personally, I don't think her wrestling is there quite yet. She's fantastic. I really like her character. I really like her gimmick. But I think that she's still not quite there in terms of the wrestling aspect of who I think you need to be carrying a division. So let's talk my idea. So week one, and this is how I would book the women's division. So I'll be 100% honest. The way this is going to work is, in a small way, it's going to be building up Hikaru Shida. So week one, have Hikaru Shida go to the ring for a match. Let's say it's Hikaru Shida versus Leva Bates. You know, after Hikaru Shida does her entrance, have Leva Bates' music hit. But Leva Bates doesn't come out to the ring. Instead, you have Awesome Kong come out. And like just before Awesome Kong comes out, it switches from Leva Bates' music to Awesome Kong or Brandy's music. And you have her walk out. And you have just Shida looking confused and a little bit worried as Awesome Kong makes her way to the ring and gets inside to stare down Shida. Have Shida honestly look kind of worried and concerned, and have Kong just destroy Shida in like a 15-second squash match. Like, absolutely destroy her. Let Brandy pull out that knife, or apparently it's called a Karambit, because I looked it up because I'm a nerd. So apparently have her pull out that Karen bit. I actually don't know how that's how you pronounce it. And have her cut off some of Hikaru Shida's hair and let her add it to that belt of little trophies that she has. And just that's it. Just have it look like Kong destroyed Shida. Make it look like it hurt because we're going to be pulling off Shida. We're going to be pulling her off TV next week. So we have to make it look like it was really aggressive. Have her cut the hair. Have Kong look absolutely dominant. Make her look like she's incredibly strong. Awesome Kong has to just look good. Week two. Have Awesome Kong set for a match against, we'll just say, Shayna. I always got to mispronounce that. Shayna. And have Awesome Kong win in just absolutely dominant fashion. During the match, have the commentary team talk about how Hikaru Shida wasn't medically cleared to compete to wrestle this week because of what happened from Awesome Kong last week. And before Awesome Kong can cut Shauna's, or Shane, I'm going to do this a bunch. Shauna. I've just got that song stuck in my head. I just want to say Shauna. Maybe it is Shauna. I think it's, okay, you know what? Shauna. Even though I think they all say Shayna. Shauna. She cuts, before she goes to cut Shauna's hair, she's rescued by Riho. Riho comes to the ring, women's champion, who pulls her out of the ring in time, and she just gives, like, eye daggers to Awesome Kong, who is just angry because, you know, like, Shauna got away. So have Brandy try to calm her down, and, like Brandy's just trying to keep Awesome Kong in check, and just have Riho and Shauna walk to the back. And that's what happens during week two. So you have Riho rescuing Shauna, and you have Awesome Kong in the ring, just angry because she didn't get to cut Shauna's hair. Week three, schedule a tag team match with Riho and Shauna on one team and Awesome Kong and Brandy Rhodes on the other team. During the entrances, remember, like for Awesome Kong and Brandy, remind the audiences of what Awesome Kong did to Hikaru Shida 2 weeks prior. Say that Hikaru Shida has been medically cleared to wrestle this week, but didn't show up to the arena that night. And that's very important. Make sure that you say that she was not at the arena that night. You don't know. They don't know where she is, but she was medically cleared to be there that night. During the match, have Brandy, she never tags in once. Have the entire time Awesome Kong stays in this match. I mean, keep the match very, very short. Start it off with Shauna and Awesome Kong in the ring. And have basically a repeat of what happened in the week prior, where Awesome Kong just absolutely destroys Shauna. Have Riho kind of just sit helplessly in the corner while Kong just like runs through Shauna and just eventually goes for the pin after just like a minute or two of just like literally destroying Shauna. But as she goes for the pin, have Riho break it up, and just have her kind of just staring up at Awesome Kong as Awesome Kong looks down at her and gets really angry. And just at that point, you got to have Awesome Kong demolish Riho, let's say with like two or three just devastating moves, and just have her thrown in the opposite corner, like her original corner, opposite of where Brandy is. Just have Riho kind of out in the corner, just like unable to really move, but still kind of conscious. Have Awesome Kong turn back to Shauna, pick her up, and just perform her finishing move. I actually don't know what her finishing move is within AEW. I don't know if I've seen it yet, but let's just assume it's some sort of really awesome powerbomb because she does a great powerbomb. And just have her re-pin Shauna. 1, 2, 3. Grab Shauna and pull her into the corner and like look like just super like she's just looking right at Riho, and Riho's looking back at her while Brandy gives her the knife, or as it was called, a karambit. And she's about to cut the hair, but Brandy stops her and whispers something in Awesome Kong's hair and just points over at Riho. And Riho like kind of looks back at her, and Awesome Kong just smiles and drops Shauna in the corner and just starts like walking over to Riho. And she looks like she's about to get Riho. She picks up Riho and she's about to do another move, and she's got the knife beside her, and she's like about to pick up Riho, but she gets out of the grip and rolls over to the other corner, grabs Shauna and rolls them both out of the ring. So Awesome Kong is once again stuck in the ring and unable to, you know, cut anybody's hair. She's got the knife. She's looking incensed. Brandy's looking really angry. But, you know, Riho grabbed Shauna and they're both walking to the back. Nobody's hair gets cut. and have Awesome Kong like hold up her belt of hair, like the one that's got all of her trophies on it, and have her point at Riho and just have her point at the belt and have commentary kind of talking about how it doesn't seem like Awesome Kong is eager to come after Riho for the belt. It looks like she wants her for her hair, kind of a thing. Make it really seem like the goal of this feud isn't going to be for the title, but don't make it super obvious. Just make it seem like, you know, like she's coming after the title, but it seems like the real prize that she wants is that hair of Riho's. And that's the end of week three. Week four. Have Riho in a match against Penelope Ford. Have it fairly competitive, obviously. You want to build up the women's division, but have Riho win. After the match is over, have Brandy appear on the Titantron and cut a promo about how Awesome Kong is hungry because she hasn't had a chance to eat for weeks, you know, referring to the fact that she hasn't been able to cut anybody's hair, and talk about how Hikaru Shida was the last one to suffer at the hands of Awesome Kong, and how Riho, of course, will be the next to suffer. During this, have Riho looking just very angry in the ring, like, you know, stern, not cartoony. And have commentary talk about how Riho has to overcome many different obstacles inside of AEW, but not sure how, you know, she can overcome Awesome Kong. Now, during this, you don't have to talk about Hikaru Shida at all. In fact, I want it to be forgotten about for a week. So for this week, no mention of Hikaru Shida besides the fact, obviously, that she was the last one to be damaged by Awesome Kong. Week five. Hold a fatal four-way match for the number one contender for the women's championship between Awesome Kong, being accompanied, of course, by Brandi Rhodes, Bea Priestley, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, and Allie, because obviously Allie's got to be built up a little bit now. She's got her new little faction that she's working with. Plus, Bea Priestley and Britt Baker are in their own kind of mini feud, and I hope they continue with it because I think it can build both of them up because I don't think they need to be fighting for a title. I like both of them, and I hope they continue that feud because, you know, they're both really good, and I want to see them all grow. But this is my story for other people right now. So anyways, we don't want to seem to make everybody look really weak, and we don't want Awesome Kong to just be taking on squash matches constantly. So at the very beginning of the match, have Bea Priestley, Britt Baker, and Allie all work together to just basically eliminate Awesome Kong for a few minutes. So you can showcase the other three, let them have really cool spots, let them tell a story, let them build feuds a little bit. But as soon as Awesome Kong basically comes back into the match, it's basically over. Kong just have it very dominant and have her win really quickly. But don't let Kong cut anybody's hair after she wins. Do whatever it takes to prevent her from cutting the hair. Have like Riho essentially come out and she can save all the women if she has to. She can pull people out of the ring. Just make it so essentially Bea Priestley or Allie was like knocked to the outside or something. Let her pin Britt Baker. So that way when Riho comes out and saves Britt Baker, it makes sense, but you do not want to let Awesome Kong cut anybody's hair. We need to make it very, like, we have to remind people and have commentary make note of this, how she hasn't been able to cut anybody's hair since Hikaru Shida. And by that same measure, how nobody has heard from Hikaru Shida for a few weeks. Basically, since her run-in with Awesome Kong, she wasn't medically cleared to compete for a week, but after that, nobody had heard from Hikaru Shida. But don't make it seem like it's very obvious. Like, you gotta make it very subtle. Sometimes you gotta build with very subtle things so people can pick it up weeks later. So you just want to make note that how people still haven't seen Hikaru Shida, like, since her run-in with Awesome Kong. You just gotta make it seem like Kong is really hungry to be cutting somebody's hair. So Awesome Kong wins the Fatal 4-Way match, and she gets her championship match against Riho. So week six, so we just ended week five. Week six is a women's championship match, Riho versus Awesome Kong. Now, have Riho come to the ring first and make her look angry. She's not smiling, make her look very stern, but mainly focused, like ready for a fight. Then you have Awesome Kong come out and looking like she's just ready to kill Riho because she is incensed. She's wide-eyed. She's looking really hungry. Brandy comes out beside her looking very confident, but also kind of like, okay, monster lady beside me, calm down. Okay, like, we got this. It's fine. Just calm down a little bit. But make Kong look just ready to murder Riho, essentially. As Kong is coming to the ring, have the Titantron just quickly change over. Just like a cool little silver emblem. It could be any kind of emblem. It doesn't really matter. I'm just going to say like kind of like a cool silvery fox emblem or something. For just like 2 or 3 seconds, and then just disappeared. Kind of like a weird little sound to make everybody go, what was that? But then go back to Awesome Kong's music. And, you know, it seems really strange and out of place for what it was, but not in like a too weird way. You know, similar how to Taz was before he debuted inside the WWF, you know, when they had that kind of like orangish symbol that would pop up, the Taz logo, and it was kind of like a heartbeat sound. It was like, boop, boop, and then like that would appear, and then it would just disappear. So people would go like, oh, that was really strange. I don't know what that was, but let's move on. Something like that, like very similar. You just have this emblem pop up. People go, oh, that was weird. And then they just move on. Anyway, so Have This is a good match. Riho, you know, she's an incredible talent. And, you know, as beastly as Awesome Kong is, let Riho get some offense. And she is the champion for a reason. Though I want this to be a Awesome Kong dominant fight. You got to make Riho look strong. Make her kick out of things. Make her get out of things. Make her do reversals. Make her knock over Awesome Kong once or twice. Make her kind of woozy. Make it seem like a competitive match as best as you possibly can, considering Awesome Kong and Riho are completely different sizes. And at the end of the day, we're basically just going to be having this more like a Kong heavy match, but make Riho look strong. But during it, you got to make Awesome Kong tell the story that she's getting crazier as the match is going on. From the beginning of the match, she's like angry, but as Riho is able to put up some offense and stuff, she's just going ballistic. Like she's like just grunting and screaming, and she's just getting angry, and like Brandy's even looking a little bit concerned. But you know, like even have commentary feed into that, how it's like, you know, because she's been unable to feed for so long, and how Riho's putting up a bit of a fight, she's off of her game, and she isn't able to like capitalize that on Riho. So we're actually going to have Riho win this match, but it's going to actually be a loss. Like she's going to win by disqualification. You're basically going to have Awesome Kong put her in a move, and she's not going to give up after the 4 count, and you're going to have the bell ring, or the ref ring for the bell. And it's going to be considered a no contest. Riho is going to retain, but that does not mean that Awesome Kong is going to let go of Riho. No, instead, she's just going to drag her to the opposite corner, and she's going to get the knife from Brandy. She's going to take Riho by the hair, and she's going to cut her hair off, and she's just going to like add it to her belt, and she's going to like smell it like she does, and it's all weird and everything, but she's going to seem so happy, like a relief has kind of come over her as she stands inside the ring and just holds her new trophy inside of her belt. And then have the lights dim. It just kind of go black and have that same symbol appear on the Titantron. But again, this time, but just longer, like 5 to 6 seconds, have like Awesome Kong, everybody turn towards the Titantron. And when the lights come back on, have Hikaru Shida standing behind her. And she's wearing new, like, cool, like, black gear with, like, a silver trim, and her hair is cut slightly shorter. Have Awesome Kong turn around, and at that very moment, Shida just kicks her across the face really hard and just lays out Awesome Kong in the middle of the ring, all while never smiling or showing emotion, and Kong is just out. Brandy and Riho, they look shocked. Commentary's like, what is happening? Like, she's out. Shida just knocked her out cold. Kind of think of like a spinning heel kick, like a Black Mass style. My hope is that Hikaru Shida can just like kick that. I'm just gonna be referring to her as Shida most of the time. Hope she can just kick her across the face, and it just looks absolutely amazing. And she just knocks out Awesome Kong. She looks down, she collects the belt that's got all the different hairs on it. It's got her hair, it's got Riho's hair, it's got everybody on Sadie Gibbs hair. Everybody's hair is on this. So she takes it, she just walks to the back, and she's just dragging it. Like, she's not holding it high, she's not holding it proud, she's not folding it neatly. She's dragging it like Naito would drag the Intercontinental Championship. She's just dragging it all the way to the back, and have commentary talk about how Shida's back and nobody has seen her for weeks, not since, you know, Kong has cut her hair, but like what just happened, like Riho has looked shocked in the ring, and Kong just stays laid out. And that is the end of week 6, and we move into week 7 now. So we start the show with Brandy and Awesome Kong in the ring. Kong is like smacking the rope. She's like walking back and forth. She looks kind of like, you know how an angry Brock Lesnar looks? Kind of similar to that, but you know, it's Awesome Kong, so it looks legit. So so she's just mad. She's just angry. And you have Brandy in the ring. She's kind of talking very worried. So this is kind of what's going on. She's like, basically have the words saying, you know, you've taken from Awesome Kong's, you've taken her treasures, you've taken her trophies, and how that was a huge mistake. And that when, and that Kong will find you. Like, she's going to get her trophies back. And when she does, she's going to inflict so much pain on Hikaru Shida that she will have to retire. Like, Kong just looks like she wants blood. You know that look she gets in her face? You know, if you've watched Awesome Kong, you know exactly what I'm talking about. She plays this role perfectly. She is a hungry monster. And that's what she has to look like. She has to look like she is ready. More hungry than when she was ready for Riho's hair. She's lost her treasure. This is everything to her. So she starts walking to the back with Brandy. Brandy's trying to keep her calm. She's walking halfway up the ramp when that silver medallion appears on the screen again, and Hikaru Shida walks out. She's looking very calm. She's not showing any emotion. And like Awesome Kong just charges at her. And very, very quickly, Hikaru Shida has to do a kick to her stomach, which basically makes Awesome Kong lurch forward. She has to do a super kick to Awesome Kong's face, which knocks her up. And then she has to do that spinning heel kick black mass move again, essentially to knock Awesome Kong down and just knock her out once again. And everybody's just going, what is going on? Like, this is absolutely insane. You have commentary just losing their mind. You've got JR going, my God, my God. You know, it's because I love it. And it's, everybody's just blown away by the fact that she was able to knock down Awesome Kong again. It made sense, obviously, the week earlier. She was on with a really good match with Riho. She was injured. People can play that off like, you know, that was last week, but she can't do that again, obviously, when she's at full strength. But she does. Not in a way to make Awesome Kong look weak, because that's not the point. It's she gets three really good hits, and she knocks her out again. It's just really well-placed kicks. So she does this, and Riho erupts with happiness from the back. She comes out. She's looking like she wants to celebrate with Hikaru Shida. And as soon as she gets close, boom, a spinning heel kick to the face of Riho. Riho is down. Awesome Kong is down. The championship belt is laying between the two of them. Riho looks at the championship belt and picks it up and then puts it back down and walks to the back. Okay. So that ends week 7. Everybody's losing their mind right now because Hikaru Shida just managed to knock out Awesome Kong and Riho. The women's champion is down. Awesome Kong is down. That's never happened. What has happened to Hikaru Shida? So this is week 8. I know I said it was a 7-week promo. I think I made 8 weeks, apparently. So this is kind of like Hikaru Shida's week of promo. And this is very simplistic. Now, I don't know if you know this, but Hikaru Shida can speak English. I watched something about this. She learned English from watching Harry Potter movies. So she's got a bit of a British accent when she speaks English. It's not great English. You got to keep this short, but you got to keep it effective. So essentially, she just has a small promo why she is asked why she attacked Riho and what happened to her when she vanished for weeks. And just have her simply say, I was training. I attacked Riho because she is not on my team and she has what I want. And I attacked Kong for revenge. And she's holding the trophies in her hand. And then she, like, looks over at a garbage and she throws them in the garbage. Oh, and then that's, like, the end of that. So from here, you can go anywhere. This is 8 weeks of programming. This is 2 months of programming. And from here, you can essentially create your own storyline. You can do whatever you want. You could do it into a triple threat match for the title. You can set up lots of cool storylines from there. What happens with Awesome Kong's treasures? Are they retrieved from the trash? Does she ever get them back? Does that incense Awesome Kong? Maybe you don't throw them in the trash. Like, you could do something like that. Does Sheeta face Riho for the women's title because she was able to knock out Awesome Kong and Riho? Does that mean that she's going to be getting a title shot? Does Riho get a revenge on Awesome Kong for cutting her hair during that title match and going way too far? Does Riho turn heel because suddenly she feels like the weak link in the division when she's been leading it since day one? Does Awesome Kong turn face alongside Brandy because she has to stop Riho and Hikaru Shida from working together to, like, you know what I mean? Like, anything can happen from here. You've got a lot of really cool storylines and possibilities where you could go with this storyline. And that's just 8 weeks of programming. Already, we are 9 weeks into All Elite Wrestling. And it is sad, though, that one of the biggest complaints that we get for All Elite Wrestling is that they can't and don't have a good enough women's division, or that they don't have the talents there, or they don't have the storytelling available. You can do anything with anyone as long as you have cool storytelling. Maybe you don't like the idea that I came up with today. Maybe you think it seems unrealistic. Maybe it just seems like this is all storytelling, but there's not a whole lot of wrestling going on. And when you put him into an actual match, how does Hikaru Shida fare? The best part about the way I've built this is that you have a lot of open ends. You have a lot of questions from people. And when people have a lot of questions, they tend to get really creative. It creates a lot of buzz, and people start building their own storylines. Think back to when Bray Wyatt and the Firefly Funhouse was being built. There were so many unanswered questions. What's going on with all the cool things in the Firefly Funhouse? What does this puppet mean? Why is this picture tilted? Why does this window have a frame, but this for window doesn't? You know, things like that. People were going crazy because there was a lot of open-ended questions. And I think the best way that you can do a good storytelling is that people, you want to get them obsessed with your story. You want to give them enough crumbs every week to fuel this fire that is inside their head. But you never want to give them enough that suddenly they know the story. And I think that, and I feel like this happens a lot in the WWE, outside of things like Bray Wyatt, because it, I will say, has been very hard to gauge, especially because Bray Wyatt has had such creative input inside of it. Outside of the matches, obviously, that seem very one-sided and quite easy to determine, the Firefly Funhouse as a whole has been very unorthodox. And because it was so vague, people created their own stories, and they had so much fun with it. And I think you can do that with this women's division. Just don't give them everything. Don't make the story obvious. Build, do some long-term storytelling, and use subtlety in storytelling as well. Hikaru Shida wasn't here this week. She's been medically cleared, but she didn't show up. Then you don't make mention of it. And then you go 2 weeks later, you're like, she still hasn't shown up. Where has Hikaru Shida been? Things like this. It works quite well because suddenly, you know, you've got the diehards that will say, what's going on with Hikaru Shida? Why wasn't she medically cleared? Why didn't she show up to the arena? Third week, there was no mention of Hikaru Shida again. What's going on with Hikaru Shida? Fourth week, they made mention of Hikaru Shida. Where's Hikaru Shida? Is she out? Is she doing something? You keep people invested when you keep people guessing. I guess that's the way I want to say that. And I think just with this 8 weeks of programming, you could build up Hikaru Shida. I think you could tell some cool stories with Awesome Kong and Brandy. And I think you can keep Riho seeming fresh, especially because she doesn't have a whole lot of work inside that promo department, and you want to keep her matches interesting. This is a way for her to tell a story without saying a whole lot of words, saving people from Awesome Kong, the monster who is trying to cut her hair, until suddenly Hikaru Shida shows back up and she has a new rival, but that is that also able to compete with her own rival. So there's a weird triangle. So many open-ended questions from this, and you can go from there. Anyways, that's it for today. That's how I would rebook the AEW women's division over the course of the next 8 weeks to at least make it, in my opinion, really cool storytelling. And I may be slightly biased with that. If you like the idea, let me know in the comments below or send me a message on social media. Let me know what you thought of this idea, because I think it was personally a pretty cool idea. So thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. Remember once again to follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter at WrestleSode or at facebook.com/WrestleSode. You can check out my website at WrestleSode.com. Like and subscribe on any major podcast app, because we're on basically all of them at this point. So whatever you're listening to this on, remember to give us a subscribe. And don't forget to go check out the Win Column Sports Network at WinColumnSports.ca to be kept up to date on all things going on in Alberta in the world of wrestling. We are working really hard to provide amazing daily coverage, essentially. The amazing workers that we have up there, like Spencer, man, never sleeps. Dude's really cool. So anyways, thank you all so much, and I hope you have yourself a wonderful night.